with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Prosecutors in Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial said Friday they expect to call just two more witnesses to the stand.
One of those witnesses is expected to be Michael Cohen on Monday. That's according to two people familiar with the matter who spoke with the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The updates on witnesses came after testimony which adjourned midday, capping a week that saw Stormy Daniels take the stand, two failed attempts by the defense to have a mistrial declared, gag order sanctions, and more. And speaking of the gag order,
I'm not allowed to say anything about anybody. It's a disgrace.
Friday's witnesses included two telecommunications employees who authenticated phone records as part of their testimony. I'm Shelley Adler.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Ukraine is getting more military aid from the U.S.
The president signed another $400 million drawdown package for Ukraine, which includes additional artillery ammunition, air defense interceptors, and anti-aircraft missiles, armored vehicles, artillery rounds, javelin and anti-armor systems, and other equipment needed to defend Kharkiv and other areas that are under threat.
The $400 million comes in addition to the $95 billion approved by Congress. Ukraine is trying to stave off a Russian invasion of their country that began over 2 years ago. The Biden administration is planning to announce new tariffs on electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies imported from China. The tariffs on electric vehicles could quadruple from 25% to 100%. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 125 points, the NASDAQ dropped 5, the S&P 500 advanced by 8. This is SRN News. Some good news for the Southern Baptist Convention.
According to the latest polling data, baptisms, worship service attendance, and small group participation at SBC churches all increased last year. The report from Lifeway Research does indicate that overall membership declined in 2023, but at a slower rate than before. The SBC remains the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. with a membership of just under 13 million across nearly 47,000 congregations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says abortion advocates can proceed with lawsuits against Alabama's attorney general over his plan to prosecute people who help women travel to other states to terminate pregnancies. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson denied Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's request to dismiss the case. Marshall suggests anti-conspiracy laws could be used to prosecute those who assist with appointments or referrals for abortion out of state. This is SRN News. Some House Democrats are leaning into border security on the campaign trail after years of playing defense against Republican criticism, hoping to boost popularity headed into the fall elections.
The party now argues that Democrats in competitive races can run on fixing the border while painting Republicans as obstructionists for rejecting the Senate's bipartisan border deal. Republicans passed a border bill in the House last year, but the Senate declined to take it up. Republicans currently have a 217-213 majority in the House, and the fight for control over the chamber is seen as a toss-up. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are teeing up a plan to hold a new vote on the bipartisan border deal, which failed in February, while the Biden administration is considering its own actions. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
U.S. officials who predict, prepare for, and respond to natural disasters have a message for Floridians. It's not a matter of if, but when a hurricane will hit, the 2024 hurricane season expected to be busy. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.